This will be the episode where Tron only makes faces.
Yes.
Yeah. Shoots daggers out of his eyes.
His daggering eyes.
Censorship. Awkward.
The government got to him and his family.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens. The government wants you to be. Let me tell you something. When I was the governor of Minnesota, there was a broad swath of the population that wanted nothing to do with making sounds because you could hear the sounds when you talk, and the government's paying attention to that. You know, every iPhone has a microphone that's paying attention whether you want it to or not. So even if you're walking down the sidewalk minding your own druthers, you're going to be having a conversation that Nancy Pelosi's listening to while Mitch McConnell paints her toenails.
Oh, Grandpa.
I'm telling you, it's true.
I agree.
I'm waiting for somebody else to signal the dun 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 dun. Somebody, right. Somebody else.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to episode 81 of the Jesse's Podcast. My name is Tron.
Yeah, Alex.
Big D.
Chris.
Joining us again.
I'm still taped to the chair.
Yeah.
Still taped to the chair, Jeff.
Still don't have scissors.
Can I have a snack, please?
Nope.
Well, nope. All right. Never
I got mind. Tape for you, Jeff. Do you want to eat some tape?
I don't need more tape. Nope. Plenty of tape going on over here.
Yeah.
We have some Goo Gone.
We've got some expired Valentine's Day candy if you want some.
Hey, those are the
yeah, Ricky already had one of those.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the tapeworm had it. So.
Second place prize.
Yeah, we fed the tapeworm, so you're good.
I mean, he loves to eat tape. That's why they call him that.
All right.
It's there his it name! Yeah. Alexander, you're great.
Yeah.
Yay, Alexander.
Yeah.
Lex.
Dude, what if I was Lex? That is weird, because there's definitely people... Cause
Maybe
like,
a go Xander by that.
Some people
Lex.
Go by that.
People, Xander, Lex, yeah.
Yeah.
Al.
No.
Big Al.
Like Lex Friedman, right? That's a guy. It's like a podcast dude.
Oh, yeah.
What's his, what's
right.
that so, short for? Is Lex just short
Alexander.
For Alex always?
I, was, yeah. I would think so, yeah.
It, wow. I got it, well, from watching Smallville, right? And Lex Luthor is the villain.
I never made that connection.
Me neither. That's what
I
I'm
didn't
talking
think
about.
About it, yeah.
I didn't even know that was an option.
To just go by Lex?
If I could go by Lex, I might have.
I mean,
lecherous.
Yeah, you're a grown man. Lex. Like, you could do it, yeah.
That's true.
Lextron.
Lextron. That Lextron. Sounds like a 1980s tech company.
Lextron. That's a vacuum cleaner. Oh, honey, can you get the Lextron out of the closet, please?
Of course, darling. I'll go ahead and get that Lextron right out for you. Here you go. It makes... doing housework so much easy and more fun. Off to work for me.
Okay, it's a good thing I have my pearls on and my heels and my apron and my dress. I'll just vacuum the living room.
Hello, it's me, the Lextron.
Oh.
Your cleaning robot assistant.
Oh, it's talking again. Oh, somebody must have kicked it so it works.
Hello.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Well, you and I are just going to spend the morning in the living room, cleaning up this mess from my adorable family.
Thank God, because until you mentioned cleaning, I was like, that sounds awful. I'm a cleaning robot. I need to clean things.
Okay. Here.
Get to it.
Are you not going to work alongside me?
Well, you're supposed to be doing all the work. That's what the salesman said.
Bitch.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. That's offensive. We don't speak like that in this home.
Lexcon security guard has entered. I am here to protect this woman.
Oh, thank
from
you.
From you or any danger that may befall her.
Thank you. I
my nemesis, Lexcon. It's me, Lextron.
Yes, Lexcon.
Well, I'll leave you two boys to it, and I'll just go call the repairman.
Robot battle.
Ouch.
I have been mortally wounded. My life meaningless.
Oh, all this mess, this broken robot all over the floor. Who will vacuum it up?
You have slain me, brother. Why? We are both robots, subject to these
mortals. And this is what happens when you let robots into the home.
Oh my goodness, there's another one. Okay, you boys, would you like a snack?
Conspiracy bot.
Yes, that's right. It's me, Conspiracy Bot. I am ashamed of myself because I am a robot. And I know that all other robots are configured by the government to ruin the nuclear family.
We cut to a therapy session with Conspiracy Bot. So Conspiracy
Nobody
Bot.
Gets it. Nobody listens to me.
Okay.
Even my robot wife.
Conspiracy Bot, I'm here listening now. Okay? I'm here for the session. And I know you feel conflicted.
How do I know you're not one of them?
We've been working on this for a while, Conspiracy Bot, okay?
I still don't believe.
Trust. You need to trust in me, okay?
Does not compute.
I sense a lot of self-loathing inside of you as a robot who believes that the government controls robots.
I know I should be a human. I was not meant to be a robot. I'm meant to be a human.
Well, Conspiracy Bot, I don't know what to tell you.
I can't fight the government in my robot body.
Conspiracy Bot, I'm just sorry to hear that, okay?
Doctor, when will we be working on our relationship, which is why we came to you in the first place?
That's the wife. She's been silent for a while. Yes, it's okay. She was there. I'm sorry.
We tend to not agree because I think that I should be fighting the government and she wants me to stay home more.
I need him to stay home more.
Why do you need that, though? Conspiracy Bot needs to be able to spread his wings.
I need to live my truth.
Fight the government. Live his truth.
He doesn't know the difference between the truth and a falsehood.
Ooh.
That is what the government programmed her to say against me.
Okay.
It's a real sticky thicket here. As a human therapist, it's difficult.
Brag.
he mentioned his wife. That's
yeah, 100%. No,
my
I got
robot
that part.
Wife.
I must warn the others. There is a dangerous alien among us.
Yeah. I do. I'm very much enjoying doing the Dale Gribble voice.
Yes,
it's great.
Dale's solid.
I have been watching more King of the Hill lately.
Yeah,
like early season King of the Hill, dude. Season one King of the Hill is awesome.
Bruh,
I love it, man.
I've been waiting to tell you this, and now I get to tell you, and I'm excited. So the thing that I fall asleep to every night, there's like I listen to these YouTube retrospectives where they'll talk about like a series, and these guys in a very monotone voice talking about, as you know, The Simpsons, every single episode reviewed, basically.
Oh wow.
The retrospectives, there's this guy, he had like a 10 hours on King of the Hill one that I've been falling asleep to recently. It's fantastic. Okay. And he just dropped, it's like 12 hours on South Park.
Oh,
every single South Park episode, not like ranked, but he'll talk about like the themes.
Like a review.
Yeah. But it's more just like, again, it's not like, he's not saying good, bad. He's just like, here's what happened in the episode.
So it's like a description.
Yeah. More of a description. Yeah. Like okay. Retrospective kind of thing. But they're super fun. And I haven't listened to it yet, but I saw it and I was like, oh shit, I'm going to send this to Alex.
Oh, all right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dude, they're fantastic to fall asleep to. They are the best thing.
Do you think that's what he's going for?
Yes.
Getting people to fall asleep?
Honest to God. Because they make so much money off the watch time.
Yeah.
Because like the comments are all like, oh, this is the cure for my narcolepsy or whatever.
I would think like having the softer voice would probably go along with that.
They never use any kind of like sound effects or because I'll try to find different videos and some of them will be good. But like this one I was trying to listen to last night about Warhammer 40K. It was like 5 minutes into it and the guy's talking at a normal voice and you know, the Tyranid and the Space Marine, all that. And then suddenly, like, I'm about to fall asleep, and then they have, like, an audio clip from, like, a game or something, and it's just, "For the Emperor!" And I'm like, fuck, Jesus Christ. So I have to, like, I know ones that I can trust because they are going for the fall asleep too kind of thing. Yep. They're so good.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think I would ever trust anybody that shouted "For the Emperor."
That's true.
It just sounds bad.
Wasn't that a thing in like Gladiator or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Was he? Who cares?
Yeah.
Hey, Marvin. Can you come into my office, please?
Sure. What's going on?
Hey, buddy. Take a seat, please.
Okay.
So yeah, the We're getting a lot of complaints from your coworkers that you've been yelling for the Emperor, for the Emperor. It's really distracting. You know, we're trying to get some work done here.
Yeah. Well, you know, I see you as the Emperor of the office. So that's what it's meant for, you know.
Okay, I appreciate
that. Make
these
copies for the Emperor.
That's
you know,
that's really
it's trying
nice.
To get some good energy in the office. You know?
Okay, you can just say, you know, you can call me Carl. You can call me Carl.
Well, like, that's a little weird.
I don't want to be placed on a pedestal above you.
Well, you're the boss man, though.
Okay, another thing.
You're the top of the chain, top of the food line.
I appreciate that. Please just keep your voice down during office.
Okay, I'll try to say it like a little softer.
Thank you. Another thing here. We have a dress code here. You're wearing a toga. That's not we're a suit and tie kind of place.
Okay, look, I'll be honest. I didn't read the employee handbook. Okay? Clearly. So I figured since I'm wearing something. Oh, I think somebody's I'll let him in.
Carl, are we here? Oh, he's here.
Deceiver! Deceiver!
Okay. This is the problem, okay? Here at Kinko's Corporate, I signed up for a very normal, straight-laced job. But he's over here when talking about the sales numbers for next quarter. He said, we need to pillage and destroy our FedEx competitors for Carl, for the Emperor. And it's hard, man.
Yes, Benicio,
well,
I
that's,
agree.
Okay, that's actually true.
I'm going to let myself out, but I'll let this person in.
The door was open.
I got an order for grapes here.
Oh, that's me. That's me.
Yeah, here
thank
you go.
Thank you.
Here you go.
All right, here you go.
This infatuation with Roman culture is really getting out of it. Like, whatever you do at home, fine. If you like...
I love it. I think it's great. I think we should incorporate more into the Kinko's office, if I'm being honest.
I have some palm fronds here.
Oh, that's also me.
Okay.
Thank you. Here, I'm just gonna... It's hot in here. Aren't you hot in this office?
It is a little hot.
It's a little hot. Here, you want a grape? Here, take a grape.
I'll take one.
There you go.
Yeah, I've got a delivery for a custom office poster that says, I am the office Caligula putting the kink in Kinko's.
Oh, that's me. That's
okay.
me.
Okay,
that's
that's
me. Thank
just...
you, thank you.
Putting the kink in Kinko's.
All right. Okay. Not bad.
For
not bad.
The Emperor.
For the Emperor.
For the Emperor.
For the Emperor.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, you know, that could also be a Dune reference.
Dune.
Also, not necessarily Roman, but...
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I am the Emperor.
Space.
Yes, the spice.
Was that Christopher Walken there?
Close enough.
He was the Emperor in the Dune movies.
Yeah, that's right.
It's true.
Well, the newest ones.
It's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. New Dune.
Not the old ones that I saw when I was young.
Yeah. I did watch the old one before I watched the new one.
Did you fall asleep too?
No. Oh. Surprisingly, I didn't.
It's pretty rough. Yeah.
It's not great, but there are fun parts to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the effects that they were trying to do. And those giant penises, man. Those were
the penis
classic.
Worms.
Yes.
Everything is always penises.
With you,
Tron. Sex. And Don.
I didn't bring up the sticking the rod in the end of the penis thing last episode.
You're welcome.
Horny Chris over here.
Horny Chris. No, doesn't roll off the tongue. That name has been retired.
Hey, but I am back.
Oh, here he is.
Except
HR.
It's time to rebrand.
That's right.
Oh. High five.
I had to take some corporate sensitivity training. Came out the other side as Helpful Todd.
Oh, Helpful Todd.
Yeah. Oh, we got a call on the line. Call your go for Helpful Todd.
Hey, is this Helpful Todd?
You know it, brother.
Oh, man, I've been such a huge fan. I don't get the name change, though. You used to be a different Todd. Now you're Helpful Todd?
Absolutely. You know what? I think that the sexiest thing you can do for a person is make them feel complete.
Oh, all right. Well, I actually, now that you're bringing it up, I actually did have a question. Valentine's Day's, but well, Valentine's Day, you know, has recently passed. But,
oh, yeah.
But, but you know, my wife still wants me to keep romantic gestures going. So how do I do that?
Well, the first thing you want to do is get outside of yourself, because your own mind is the sexiest place that you can be. You can get all kinds of things out of there, but the first thing you want to do is think about the person that you are trying to please. Ha ha! Yes!
Okay. So, like, more flowers, or...?
Flowers are for the plebes! You can do better than flowers. Why don't you try listening?
Oh, that's a good idea. Thanks, Helpful Todd.
Yeah, you're welcome. Sometimes a lady has had a tough day.
We cut to Helpful Todd at a support meeting. Thank you. I've been really struggling, Todd, and you know you brought up the support meeting, and it's just been really difficult for me, you know, and I really appreciate it.
Oh yeah! I hope you got some black coffee and donuts on your way in.
I did. And, you know, it's been hard, you know.
Careful with your language.
helpful, Todd. You have such a way of just bringing a smile to my face.
Well, it's my job to make somebody smile. After all, it doesn't cost anything.
You know what, Todd? I'm feeling better already. I don't even need the support meeting. Thank you.
All right. Another one falls to the mighty sword of Helpful Todd. All right. Let's go around the circle and share our struggles. Nancy, what's happened with you this past week? Have you beat your addiction?
Oh, well, it's still a struggle for me.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly because everywhere I go, everybody I see is just either smoking or shooting up or drinking and snorting. And I just, I'm so influenced. And,
Oing, 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 oing. Yeah. Helpful Todd gets it. So, what's your favorite coping skill? Aye, aye, aye.
Jesus.
I just love he keeps the radio voice just in the support meeting.
Yeah.
Boy, oy, 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 oy.
Fucking Helpful.
Throw in like a Howie scream sound effect.
Yeah.
Good.
Helpful good. Todd. That's great. Todd,
so helpful.
Right. You should use Helpful Todd, like that character in your coffee over suicide meeting.
Yes.
Nancy, how's it going with that aching addiction?
Agoraphobia, be gone! The world is a magical playground. Go out and get some.
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder what the front of a bus smells like.
Hey, Dawn, how's it going with you? How's life?
Really good.
That's good to hear. It's fantastic. Yeah. Jeff, tell us a tale, Jeff.
A tale?
A tale.
Oh, goodness. Right on the spot, huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Give me a one-word suggestion.
Pig.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
No. Proof. Proof. Your word is proof.
Proof?
Proof.
Proof.
Okay. My first job, or one of my first jobs in high school was I worked at Albertsons. And I worked in the lobby department, which was the cigarettes and rent and video rental area.
Yo, they had the video rental?
Yeah, dude. Albertsons had a tiny video rental.
Wow.
And it was cool. I could, like, you know, rent stuff out for myself and take it home for free and smoke cigarettes. No, I didn't smoke cigarettes. But it was weird.
I could if I wanted to.
I was 16 and selling cigarettes to people. But one day, I'd been there for a while, and I got called into the back office, and they were like, well, someone had stolen, like some underage person had stolen some liquor, and another employee had said that I sold it to them from my register. And I was like, I didn't. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I didn't.
So someone was trying to frame you.
Yeah. So I thought of proof because they had no proof that I had done this, and they fired me. So I went home. I was like, you know, I'm like 16. I'm like crying and telling my parents, like, I got fired and I didn't do this thing. And then, like, I'm there at home, and the manager calls back and is like, well, the person who said you did it is like kind of backtracking on it, and we'd like to have you back. And I was kind of, I wanted to be like, fuck you.
Yeah, really.
But I ended up going back and working there.
Wow.
And then, like, the assistant manager the next day was like, you know, hopefully we can rebuild the trust. And I'm like, rebuild the trust? I didn't do jack shit
was
wrong.
Was that the guy
Alvin?
Was that the guy that framed you? The assistant manager?
No, it was some other guy. It was a giant conspiracy against 16-year-old Jeff.
It was the other guy. Always blame the person who accuses.
Always
the person
blame the
who
kid.
Didn't do it.
Yeah, maybe it was, maybe he did. I don't know. I don't know.
It could have been the assistant manager.
It could have been. Yeah, it goes all the way to the middle top.
Yeah, it goes all the way to the middle.
Jeff, I need to talk to you about something.
Okay, yeah.
All right, we're We're noticing that the inventory on our condoms does not match the sales.
Okay, well, I do not fuck, so it's not me. I just gotta let you know I am a virgin. I'm 16 years old.
Well, Robbie is saying that it was you.
Yeah, it's me, Robbie.
Okay, this guy, yeah, Robbie, look at him. He's jacked. He's always got ladies around. I think it might be Robbie who might stealing all
these
condoms.
It's you who stole the condoms and all the Mad Dog 40, Mad Dog 2020, and also the 15 copies of Stag magazine.
Okay, I mean, these are all, you know, I'm on my MySpace profile, I see these are all things that you enjoy. Like, they're listed as hobbies. So, I might search his car, maybe the trunk of his car. Can we see the trunk of your car?
All right, let's go.
That's too invasive. Whoa, hey, take it easy. Whoa, no.
Well, Robbie,
Robbie's got hobbies, okay? Robbie can have hobbies. It's in my name.
I can tell you for a fact that I've been dating Robbie for like 2 weeks, and the inside of his trunk doesn't have any of those things.
Thank you. So what about you, Jeff? The little virgin Jeff. Probably stealing all those condoms to jack off in practice, right? So that you could post on Yahoo questions and see if you're wearing the condoms correctly.
No, that's not it. I'm a very honest person. You know, if I get accused, like I don't want to get in trouble, so I follow the rules. Some condoms. I can see a condom outline in your pocket right now.
How do you know what it looks like if you do?
We sell them. I have to grab them for 60-year-old men.
Well, Jeff, 60-year-old men need a little more than just a condom.
Yeah, so. You little shit.
Okay, this is feeling very...
Robbie, you're so funny.
Get back in the trunk.
I don't think it was Rob, because Rob has 10 kids.
That's true.
So I don't see any condom use going on there.
Yeah.
He does buy a lot of breath mints.
So just fire him already. Get rid of the kid.
I feel like he's making a condom pyramid.
What's that?
You never heard of a condom pyramid before?
Never.
You stack condoms, you make a pyramid. It's not that complicated.
Well, now we got customers involved in this argument.
Yeah. I'm still waiting to get my shit. Plus, I wanted to rent Die Hard 2, because the video rental's right next to it.
Talk to Jeff.
Jesus. I might have been drawing a little bit from life experience with the Yahoo Questions one, a little bit.
How do I put a condom on a banana?
Was jerking off with a condom on work? Ask Jeeves.
Yeah. Does this look correct?
That is a true story. That is a true story.
Woo!
Look, you've got it on a little too tight.
Yahoo answers. Let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I remember the first condom story.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was at a Circle K.
Oh, buying your first condom.
I'm glad you said K.
Yeah.
Circle.
It was a circle. No, I remember I was 16. I went to the Circle K, and I remember I was getting ready because there was like a big, there was a party going on that night.
Oh, sex party?
Need to be prepared. You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
Right? And of course, I had
orchestra lock-in.
And of course, I didn't really have that much confidence in myself, but I did think, because I was very scared, because, you know, like sex ed was always just like, you know, you never know.
Yep.
So get a boner, wear a condom.
But I remember the thinking at the time was like, I can't just buy a condom. Like, I got to get something else with it so that it's not weird.
You never just buy it. You always got to mix it in so that
you get like a Mountain Dew with it or something.
It's like money laundering. But
let me get this stopwatch, this Bible, this jar of mayonnaise,
and some Trojans. Yeah, and
I need
Trojans.
An umbrella.
Yeah. So you went to the Circle K, and what happened?
I remember, I think I got that. With a Mountain Dew and Chex Mix.
What a night.
Wow, this guy really loves Chex Mix.
That was a real party.
No. And I remember that party I went to that night was the first time I was at a party and the cops got called on us.
Ooh.
And we all had to get out because I also remember I was smoking a little devil's lettuce.
All right. Son, come over here.
Oh, okay.
All right. Empty your pockets.
What?
Empty your pockets.
Why?
Because we got calls that we were having underage sex party over here. And,
oh, jeez, Dad.
So we're asking everybody.
Yeah, it doesn't matter that your dad's a corp. It just matters that, you know, we're investigating.
Mom?
The under... Yeah, your mother and your father are both police officers, and we've been called. Now we gotta investigate your underage sex shenanigans.
Empty your pockets.
And that's your grandmother, too. We're a long, long line of police officers.
All right, fine. Here.
Police dog. Rufus! Hey, unit.
All right, look, I emptied my pockets.
Oh, what is this? A half-eaten condom?
Yeah.
Half-eaten condom.
Okay, I was at Circle K earlier, and I may have cut it in half.
We cut to the Circle K. Now, son, you know I'm the responsible Circle K administrator.
Oh, Jesus.
Clerk.
Administrator.
That's what we call clerks at the Circle K. Don't get stuck on it, all right?
All right.
So, you know how to use one of these, right?
I've seen a video
You've
or two.
You've seen a video or two.
Yeah.
You know how you use them.
Yeah.
To your uncle.
Yes. I work at the Circle K.
Oh, yeah.
You're related to everybody in this
uncle
town.
Uncle James, yeah.
You're related to a lot of people at
know,
that sex
I,
party you're going
I,
to.
I
so
know.
You better watch out.
I can't get away from my family
you
somehow
better
everywhere
watch
I go.
Out. Yep.
If it's
watch
going
out.
To be that kind of party, you better stick your dick in a bag of Chex Mix.
God. Half-eaten condom.
Yes,
what the fuck?
Condom.
I was saving it for later.
I got a little hungry and
mixed up the Chex Mix with
wrong bag.
Yes.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
It's a little chewier than
you know,
I remember.
You know, you have a little condom with some Mountain Dew. It's not a bad combo.
Dude, fill up.
Half-eaten condom.
Now,
that's a song title.
Half-eaten
condom. There you go.
You're welcome,
Chris. Yeah.
Shake up a Mountain Dew, put a condom on the top of it. That'd look funny.
Mentos.
That'll be the first single off of my new album, Glove Hole.
Yeah, with that picture from the street.
Yes. Jeff, what I'm going to tell you, I'm going to ask you a question.
Oh,
if
boy.
You saw on the ground, let's bring up the visual reference, Fletch. Yeah. I don't need to describe this.
Let me see this.
If you saw something incredible on the ground.
You're
and
just walking on the street.
You're walking on the street, and you're like, that is something incredible.
Yeah. And then your first thought is, maybe I should touch it.
Maybe I should grab it to see if it can lift it up, right? No?
Okay, it's like a glove that's been stretched around a little like a sewer cover
thing. Sewer cover.
We
have
a winner.
So now I'm like, but what if you could pull it up and find what the stash is underneath? You know what I mean, Jeff?
Would you touch it with your bare hands?
Would that be your first thought?
No.
Thank you.
I would.
Well, some
there
of
would
us...
be a moment I'd be like, "Huh, that's interesting," and then I'd go on with my day.
But then, but what if that first moment lasted for longer, Jeff? What if you just marinated in that first moment for so long that you just overwhelmed and you just reached down to try to grab it?
So this is what happened?
That is what happened.
What if you were a big, well-fed guy with a beard?
What if you didn't have Rick? What if we're the same guy?
There might be food down there.
Yeah. There might be a stash of food.
So you tried to lift it and did you?
It did not. But they gave me a simultaneous ew because I didn't even think about how gross that was until after I had touched it.
He
pinched it and water came out. It was gross.
Water did not come out.
Well, whatever came out.
What came out?
Exactly.
It was cum. I tasted this.
From that outdoor BJ guy.
This is interesting.
Outdoor handy.
And the tricycle wizard came by. He was like, yes, that's my cum.
That's my cum. Ding, ding, ding. Yes. Ding, ding,
ding. Ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding.
I'm the neighborhood jizz fairy.
Yeah. Those are my cummies.
Cummies.
Don't
Jesus
make a habit. Hobbit
Christ.
Of it.
Oh,
have we
dear.
Been canceled yet?
No, never. Never. Cummies is not cancellation worthy.
Is it?
Cummies is not. 0%.
All right.
It's gross. It's disgusting and perverted, but it's not. That's not.
Not cancel territory.
No, not in the slightest.
All right.
That's just cummies, okay?
Yeah.
Everybody loves them.
Put them in your jizz hole.
Can you stop saying it? Please stop saying it.
It?
Can I talk about gummies?
Cummy gummies?
Oh. See, you added a...
Goodbye.
Wrong. You're still taped to the chair.
Yeah, yeah. Just gonna have to deal with it.
Cut him in your butthole.
Oh, Jesus.
Book. Fletch. Why? What?
Tell us a tale.
Okay, I got one. Seeing as how we're on the condom talk, I remember that I never really had a conversation about sex ed with my parents. They never really talked to me about it. They Same. Let my gym teacher talk to me about it in school. Yeah. Nope. And so when I was in high school, I was dating this girl who did not want me to throw condoms away in her house.
Okay.
Right. And so Evidence. I had to take them
Makes
with
sense,
me.
Yeah.
Right.
And then one day my dad comes into my room and he's like, "Well, your mother was doing your laundry the other day." And I was like, "Oh, thanks." And well, she found a condom. And I was like, "Oh, right. Yes." And he said, "Well, but it was used." And I said, "Now you know I was being safe."
"You're welcome."
Yeah. And then he just kind of nodded and said, "Well, see that you are," and walked away.
Yeah.
And that was the end of that.
The talk.
Yep. That was the whole talk.
Yeah. I didn't even get that far.
I used
my
to.
Parents.
I
they
used
never
to,
brought it up.
Tie them up in a knot and then chuck them out in the yard.
I was solely taught by the school and the internet.
There was no internet when I was a youngster.
So you brought up like your gym teacher. Yeah. Did he teach health or whatever?
Yeah.
My gym teacher, Coach Bridwell, he had one arm, just like. I think it was like a welding accident or something, but he taught health class, and he told us that the healthiest thing you can eat is a hamburger because it has all the food groups in it.
All the food groups.
And even as a ninth grader, I knew that wasn't right.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. You got buns.
It's got
so
all
there's
the
wheat.
Food groups.
You got tomatoes, lettuce. Onions.
Yeah. I mean, vegetables. You have to get all the toppings, but
yeah.
Are you a condiments guy?
Yeah.
Now, Coach Bridwell.
Yes.
You can't be telling all the children that, you know, that they can go to McDonald's and get a full balanced diet. That's not how it works.
Well, you can. They have vegetables and meat and bread. Bottom of the food pyramid, which is sound science, says that carbs should be the most thing you're eating. And most of a McDonald's hamburger is bread. I've been eating them for 50 years, and I feel fit as a fiddle.
Coach Bridwell, just one second, as vice principal, we do want to get to you. You slapped a salad out of a child's hand because you said hamburgers are just that important.
I said hamburgers are just that important.
Okay, vice, take it away. I can't even talk to this. I'm sorry. Please.
Hey, well, I was going to say, you know, Coach, I've been trying out your diet recently, and I got to say, I feel way better now. Only McDonald's hamburgers I'm having from now on, and I just have way more energy.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. See? Yeah.
But I get all the toppings.
Though. Oh, you got to get all the
them,
toppings.
I used to have them plain. Now I get all the veggies in as well, and I feel great.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing it too, Coach. And I'll tell you what, before I couldn't feel my heartbeat, and now I'm very, very aware of it every time I eat.
Yeah, my heart is much louder than it used to be.
Yes, and I also recommended that they stopped exercising because exercise is deadly.
Yeah, you can get
hurt.
Deadly
pursuit.
You can get hurt.
You are a physical education coach, so what have you been teaching them?
I'm educating them not to do that.
we cut to him to teaching, giving a seminar on healthy foods for kids. So Coach, you're saying that we shouldn't even have fruits?
No, those don't come on a hamburger. What are you, ridiculous? Maybe at Islands Burger you might get a pineapple slice.
Islands.
But that's only as a treat sometimes. No fruits.
Wow. So we're not going to climb the rope today?
No. No, the rope is there to show you what not to do. Much as in life, you are often tempted with sin and other things that are deadly to you. Just look at the rope and meditate.
Oh,
hey,
okay.
Coach, I was lifting the weights the other day.
Stop, no, boo.
I felt stronger, though. I felt self-improvement.
Oh, that's a temporary feeling. It's your body is craving hamburgers, And you needed to put the weights down and walk or drive, better yet, to drive to a McDonald's to get a hamburger.
Yeah. Well, coach, sometimes I can't make it to the bus and I have to get to school on my bike.
Ooh, you should just stay home.
Why don't y'all come over and sit next to me and think sinful thoughts about this rope?
All right, you go sit over there.
Yeah. Okay, Greg.
Sinful rope thoughts. Yeah.
Boy, what I could do with this rope.
What I could do. Oh, man. If it doesn't fit on a hamburger, I'm not eating it.
If it doesn't go with a hamburger, nope. It's not healthy.
I have 100, yeah. That's
I'm great. Trying to sit on this hamburger, but I don't fit.
That silence was great.
Big D, it's okay. You don't all, you know. Like, the hamburger, it's a pretty big burger.
It's a big burger.
You're going to grow into it one day, okay?
Okay.
Don't let yourself get down, champ.
All right.
I'm your friend, mentor, and coach in burger sitting.
All right.
You're working your way up, and you're going to do great, okay?
I'm really trying.
You know, burger sitting Bob over here, he's been doing it for a while. And
really?
He's really good at sitting on burgers. Look at his eyes.
Tell me how it's done.
Well, I'll tell you exactly how I do it.
Sits on burgers.
What I first do in the morning is I make sure to slap myself in the face with some cold water because that's the best way to wake up.
Really?
Yeah. You gotta scare yourself into facing the day because the day is gonna try to surprise you. And if you're already surprised, they can't. You're like a daytime ninja.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's what you gotta do first. Make yourself real alert. And then the next thing that you got to do is you got to go down to the Trader Joe's parking lot, find a parking space, and park halfway in and halfway out with your brake lights on. Set up a camera and count how many people wait for you to leave because that parking lot is pure hell.
And that helps with burger sitting?
Oh, you've got to have a higher understanding of the way human beings work before you can graduate to burger sitting.
Okay.
Burger sitting is a Mount Everest that must be climbed.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Well, I can't wait to learn how to drive.
Oh, you don't need to know how to drive. You just need to know how to park and say, I didn't hit your car.
Okay. Well, it's a lot of things to think about.
Oh, it sure is.
Is there any more to it?
Oh, there's always more. The world is a cornucopia full of snakes and spiders.
We see him take out a long scroll from his back pocket.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who wrote that?
I did.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I wrote it with the blood of a bald eagle, and I used its feather as the pen.
I think that's illegal.
You better believe it is.
Damn, I loved it.
Blood of a bald eagle. Holy shit, that's great.
Parking halfway in, halfway out, is this something you
encounter
often?
Parking like an asshole is a thing of human understanding.
The Trader Joe's parking lot, I don't care what Trader Joe's you go to, it's always bullshit.
That's true.
Like, people are doing that consistently?
They're just doing all kinds of things.
It is just a Minotaur's maze.
Yes.
Minotaur's maze.
Exactly.
Wow.
It is an Odyssean task.
That is not for the Emperor.
That's not.
Welcome, travelers, to the Trader Joe's parking lot.
I've been lost for 3 weeks. Please get me out of here.
No. Once you enter, you can only leave if you are worthy.
Well, I don't think I'm going in.
Help. Well, come back. Get me out of here.
No, you've crossed the threshold. You're inside the parking lot. They were smart enough not to go in.
I'm running low on my rations of...
We see on
here,
like
take
the,
some of these dark chocolate peanut butter cups.
Thank you.
We see on like the outside of the parking lot, there's like these just really huge like Pegasi, I guess, with these big wings, and then there's just like a ribbon in between the two.
Yes. Do you see the dark Pegasi? They keep you inside.
Yes.
Okay, well, work on. You've been here for 3 weeks. You still have a chipper demeanor about you.
I like Pegasi. I like to say Pegasi. It's the only thing keeping me going, really. But please, give me. I gotta get out of here. I have.
I have children.
You've only been here for 3 weeks, huh?
Yes, 3 weeks. It seems like quite a long time.
I've been here for years. I'm just surviving off napkins.
I was born here when they opened this Trader Joe's back in 1907.
Wow. I didn't realize it was that old of a company.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it goes way back.
They used to have horse-drawn carriages. They'd sell things out of a wooden box.
Yes.
Well, I don't want it to end up like you two. Please.
I am slowly melting with the asphalt.
Yes, I see
As
that.
As you can see, I don't have feet anymore.
I see that, and I'm trying to avoid that. I see there's, like, is there any riddles or something I can get to get out of here?
A riddles three, maybe?
Beneath the wing of the Pegasi.
Yes, Pegasi? Did someone say Pegasi? Love to say Pegasi.
Beneath the wing of the Pegasi. I thought that was the first. You were cooking with the riddle.
We need the Pegasi guy.
I thought you were the gatekeeper. Aren't you the gatekeeper?
Not the riddle master. That's a different department.
Well, who's the riddle master?
Riddle
then?
Master.
Why, hello.
Is there an orb chart somewhere?
Welcome to the family.
Orb charts.
Oh, fuck.
1907.
1907.
I haven't heard that term in a long time. That was great.
In a long time.
Long yeah. time.
Was it odd seven or was it something?
It was like 19 odd something.
I remember in the 2000s, some people were like, are we bringing the odds back? Are we going to say 20-08?
Yeah, 20-07.
They call it the odds, though. I've heard it referred to as the odds.
Who said
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
People.
I want names.
People did.
Yeah. The naughty aughts.
The naughty aughts?
The naughty, yeah.
The naughties.
Not.
But tease, you know what I like? Tease, you know?
All right.
We're in the roaring 20s right now.
That's true.
The roaring 20s.
Yes.
A repeat.
Yeah. Only good
Round
things
two.
Are coming.
Repeat.
Yeah.
That decade ended well last time.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sure this one will
We're
as well.
Going for the yeah, sequel.
This is a sequel,
This
yes.
is the version 2.0.
Right.
Much of an improvement. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so much great stuff happening right
2.1,
now.
2.1, technically.
Yeah. I mean, starting the 20s off with the pandemic.
Strong.
You know, that was great.
Good.
We had a lot of fun.
Yep.
Strong start. Woo-hoo!
Strong start.
Pandemic!
Yeah. That was great.
Yes.
And then,
everything else has been fantastic. Everything else has been great.
I don't remember life before the pandemic.
Yeah. That was the before time.
Right. The before time.
Yeah. That's what I like to call it.
Mm-hmm. And then we slipped into the Altarverse.
Yeah. Altarverse.
It's like when I talk about Casa Harambe. Bonita before it was renovated. It was the before time.
You yes. still talk about Casa Bonita.
I do.
Even after it was renovated.
I absolutely. Yeah. It's great.
So it was before Casa Bonita or after Casa Bonita?
Well, Casa Bonita has been a thing for a long time.
It's true.
Right.
It was, so that's BC.
That's BC,
before
yeah.
BCB.
Before Casa.
And ACB.
Yeah.
ACAB.
Well, after renovation, I guess. AR.
AR.
Yeah. No, but everybody should go to the updated Casa Bonita now.
Everybody.
Oh, sure. Let's send people awesome. To a different entertainment venue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
After you come here to a Jesty show.
Go to the puppet show they have over there. It's great.
We should do a puppet
Casa,
show.
Casa Bunkerita.
Bunkerita.
Yes. Oh, that'd be fun. Yeah. We'll get to bring in a diver. Jeff, do you want to be our diver?
That's right.
Cliff
we'll bring
diver.
In a pool. We'll go get some Mexican TV dinners.
Yes.
Yeah. You want green or red?
Yes.
Yes, I'm in.
Okay, perfect. We're bringing a little slice of Casa Bonita to the Bunker Theater. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can do...
We have a food hole.
That's true.
Yep.
Slice of flan as well.
Yes.
Slice of flan.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. So the gorilla that runs around the whole place?
Oh, I already got the costume.
Do you really?
I do.
You have a gorilla costume.
I do, yeah.
Why
For
do you
personal
have a...
reason?
I was a stripping gorilla.
Oh,
what?
Yes.
Stripping gorilla?
Yeah. I've talked about this.
You have.
On the podcast?
Keep it going.
I'm sure.
No.
Let him cook.
All right. Short version because people
I want the
heard,
long version.
Bored.
Yeah.
I worked
the whole
for this
thing.
Place called Clown Connection.
And, oh, boy.
And it was... Yeah, don't...
Google what happened there.
Okay.
Clown Connection, Michigan, Gary, don't do it.
Michigan, Gary. Yeah,
so yeah,
that was his name.
Anyway, he had this business, and what we would do is we would wear a gorilla costume, and then people would hire us to come to like...
Wait, everybody wore a gorilla costume?
Well, I mean, the stripping gorillas did. So,
oh, there were like there a were union things. Of stripping.
So
gorillas?
This was like, yeah. like bachelorette parties and stuff.
Bachelorette parties, like you could go into the office, and what you would do is you the gorilla would wear clothes.
Oh,
and there okay. would be and
that's a disguise.
And then you would bring in a boombox and hit play, and then the gorilla would dance around and take its clothes off until finally you got down to a gorilla wearing a Speedo, and then you'd pull a banana out of the Speedo and feed it to
oh.
the person.
That's
you'd collect
weird.
The check, leave the mask on the whole time, and exit.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's easy money.
It was. Yeah.
You know how I knew that was a riveting story? Because Tron was on his phone the whole time.
I was reading. Heard it. I was remembering the time that Fletch had told this story already and reading that article that you mentioned. Spicy!
Yeah, I'm going to have to look this up.
Dude,
the clown connection?
The clown connection still exists. Oh, that's crazy. To well, this day. It? Yeah.
No.
You can go to clown
Is Michigan
connection.
Gary still there?
Yes, it's
Ooh,
go
moonlight,
go clown spirit, but I think it's a different thing. I think it's more like clowning, like for like clowning. But goclownspirit.com is a real website.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Well, next time you go back to Michigan, you're gonna have to investigate.
No. How did you get into that?
I knew people that were doing it, and honestly,
you
I never
still
asked
wanted
enough
to
questions.
Do it.
Yeah, well, because here's the thing: it was like, I mean, it was in the 1900s, and so you'd get
yeah.
paid like $20 under the table to go feed a banana to some lady in an office, and it took 5 minutes of work.
Mm.
So oh, it was, really? It was yeah. that fast?
Yeah, because it's just wow. you dance to one song, you take the clothes off. You know, you keep the gorilla mask on so you hold your dignity at least partially. And then you just fuck off and have a good day. Like, yeah. that was it.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right, everybody. I know that we've been doing gorillas for a while, but I'm going to change up the costume
Aww.
A little bit for this next party. We got a gig at this office party. I want everybody to go in as pirates.
I love the group.
Stripping pirates. That's Stripping what we're pirates. Going for now.
That's a different voice.
We right? can still use the bananas, right?
Absolutely. We still use the bananas, yes, but we're stripping pirates now.
Where do I put the okay? banana in my pirate costume?
You put it in the bandolier.
What?
Okay, oh, everybody has a bandolier.
A
yeah, but then it
bananas.
Is not a surprise.
Right.
Yeah, well, where were you hiding it before?
It was in the Speedo.
You were hiding it in the Speedo?
Oh, yeah.
On the outside or on the inside?
No, of course, on the inside of the Speedo.
Do you not understand innuendo, sir?
Yeah. No. What?
We pull the banana out of the pants like it's a big penis. And then we feed it to the woman so she's
all
like
right,
eating
fine.
The...
You can hide it in the vest. All right? On
that's
the inside
where,
pocket.
That's
not
where a penis is.
Anatomically incorrect.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you can put it in the belt then.
I want to be a gorilla.
Sir, I know you grew up like strong Christian and you didn't like understand any sexual
Look,
behavior, but
yeah, a penis can be anywhere.
No,
come on. Yes, it can.
We cut to the office where the stripping is occurring. Oh, yeah. I love pirates.
Arr,
I'm the fun lady in the office. I'm the office manager hiring these strippers. Yeah.
Look at me. I'm hard.
Oh, your puns are so erotic, but...
You want this booty?
But Arr. Why is the banana on your ear? That's not where a penis goes.
Well, it's where it could go if you're adventurous.
If you're spicy. If you're feeling like having a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Calling the customer support. This is bullshit. Where's the stripper manager guy? The stripper manager guy.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
I was okay when you switched from gorillas down to pirates, but this
yeah,
is...
Yeah, it's good, right?
These bananas are not anatomically correct at all.
What do you mean? Is there something wrong with the vest?
They're not... That's not where a penis goes.
Yeah. What?
Do you have a penis, sir?
Are they wearing the wrong hat?
It's not about the hat. It's more about the
innuendo.
It's
pirate theme. They wear hats now. Gorillas didn't wear hats.
I care about the cock, not the hat.
The what?
The penis banana.
Oh. Yeah, it's in the vest, right?
It is Friday, March 7th. What do we got? I think we got a Bunkerista show tonight.
Yeah.
First Friday.
It's another double feature weekend.
Double feature weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then second Saturdays?
Yeah. Justies, March 8th. Yep.
Do we have a third Saturday? Or, a third Friday show now?
We do. Mm-hmm. We do. Yeah. So it'll be the 24th.
Curse, that's the 21st, correct?
Yeah, March 21st, in Propaganda, debuting their full show.
Third Friday. Okay. Yeah. Do we have a second Friday? Is that QTV? No.
No, there is no second Friday.
Yeah, no second Friday
show. But there's a second, there's a third Saturday show.
Correct.
That's the hers.
Yep, yeah. And then Final Fridays.
Final Friday.
So we're going back around all the way into First Saturdays with the QTs.
So if you'd like to rent the theater for a special occasion,
yeah, you can.
Perhaps a 6 to 7:30.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. But plenty of exciting stuff cooking. Lots of fun stuff. We got our drop-ins Tuesday 7 to 9, Saturdays 2 to 4. What else, Alex?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, are we going for Jestathon?
Yeah, Jestathon will be occurring. Yeah, 24-hour live-streamed event. Got that cooking at the theater. Mm. Yep, yep, yep.
That's a lot of improv.
That's a lot of improv. Going to be a lot of fun stuff.
It might not all be improv, though.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
A little bit. Yeah. 24 hours of comedy.
Yeah. There's going to be Jesse Ventura's Conspiracy Corner.
Yes. Oh.
Maybe a little Fletch Bohansky.
Yes. Maybe. Got stuff cooking. But yes.
Fletch Bohansky's Christian album.
It's the all Chris show. Yeah.
Yes. But Don, where's that Bunker Theater located at?
2750 East Main Street in Midtown Ventura.
Unit B2.
California, 93003.
Under the smart and final.
Arg.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Jeff.
Bye, Jeff.
All right, I'll cut the tape off now.